hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, Julie.
In a year where we have said, literally on this podcast, it's been great not getting colds this year.
Yeah.
We got colds. Non-COVID colds.
Right.
We can't figure out why or from who because I'm like an avid mask.
We tried to figure it out. But it's embarrassing. You got it one day and then I got it the next. I was like, oh, maybe I'm not going to get it. And then boom, I got it.
Like 12 hours later.
Yeah.
And it's just been. So last week we didn't do a show because of the cold and it was.
I couldn't talk last week.
No, you couldn't talk. And honestly, I've had a little bit of guilt and shame about this in the sense of like. I'm washing my hands diligently. I'm always wearing a mask. I'm social distancing. I have a pod that does contain other people. I have connecting circles, you know, kind of pod.
Concentric
circle. Thank mm-hmm. you. And I was going to say concentric, and I'm like, is that the right word? I really am a good, you know.
I don't know how it happened either.
You know, I know. And
I keep thinking, was it some person that gave me the cup of coffee
yes.
in which you handed to me?
Yes, it could have been
both
that.
Got it.
And you said we did get some money at the bank, which we don't usually do. But you were like, I don't have enough cash on me. I have to have FU money on me and I don't have enough. And we've been, you know, for a long time with COVID, we kind of go back and forth like,
right.
no cash, no cash, yeah,
right,
no cash.
Right.
And then you finally said, hey, girlfriend, we're pulling out cash from the bank because yeah. I just got
to
feel.
And then you counted it. Then I counted
yes.
it.
Yes. And I mean, yes, I did count it with. You had a pretty big stack there of ones. So I had to count it with, look at my finger every time, like one, one. So, I wasn't perfect, you know, but. Yeah.
They say that the average person touches their face 15 to 18 times a day. And you are that 15 to 18 times an hour. Or
I would
a minute,
think a minute. Yeah.
A minute.
Yeah.
You cannot keep your hands off
I am
your face.
Assuming that I have disrupted the curve that may basically, if it took me away,
yeah.
it's more like 10 or 12 times yeah. per day yeah. for people.
Your hands are up your nose and
yes.
your eyes and your ears.
I'm really saying that I want to blame Lyme disease. Because when you have Lyme disease, like I'm having a...
opposed to blaming Canada?
Or, yes. I would love to blame Canada for
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
I really would.
I do too.
But I don't because I'm responsible for every action, thought, belief, thought, you know, behavior I do. That's what I think. Okay, yada, yada, yada. No, so I want to blame Canada, but I choose to blame the little ticks and global warming. But I think since I got the Lyme disease... And the numbing in my body, and right now I'm having more of a, I'm not calling it a relapse. I'm not going to say
symptomatic,
that.
Symptomatic, some kind of
I'm
thing.
A little symptomatic about it. I want to touch my face more. It feels like there's cobwebs on my face. It feels like there's cobwebs everywhere, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. yada, yada, yada.
Julie, I got news
including
for you.
My womb.
There is cobwebs all over you.
I know.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Did I take away your joke? You had a womb cobweb joke. I'm so sorry.
You were so fast. You're quick on the trigger.
Well, it's so sad. I was listening to Joe Rogan, which I haven't listened to in a while because he's on Spotify now. So I have to have a different habit to go to Spotify. Mm-hmm.
And God only knows that's all we need is one more habit.
Exactly. But so... He was telling this guy or talking about the long form interview. And he said, people just don't know how to communicate anymore. It's an art form.
Joe said this?
Yes. And he said, people want to talk over each other and stuff like that. And I thought to myself, oh, mom says that about me once in a while. She says, I'm a talker over. And I feel like, oh, I'm not talking over you. I'm anticipating your point. Mm. And I say I'm talking over you to let you know I get what you're already
saying.
You're
so enthusiastic.
Yes.
Well, I was going to say I have a question for you.
Okay.
And for the audience at hand.
Audience participation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will be quiet now.
Here's my question.
Okay.
Is it inappropriate to still have your Christmas lights up? On the outside of the house.
This is such a loaded question.
That's right.
Because, yes, we do have our Christmas lights. And I think because we are an outlier on this aspect, mm-hmm. our neighbor, if you call it, the neighbor closest to us, we don't have a direct neighbor.
No.
But he has chosen to keep his lights up.
I know. And our lights were particularly beautiful this year. And we only did one different thing. Well, actually, no, we bought LEDs.
Yes.
And maybe that's different. I don't know.
Well, it's cheaper to run, so you don't get the big bill.
But they just looked exceptionally twinkly. And we bought a peace sign,
yes.
A lighted peace sign.
A smaller one.
And so we had the peace sign, then the little twinkly lights, and the big star that's lit up. And then our tree was twinkly.
And it was all white.
It was just all white. And it was just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I just didn't have the heart to take it down. And I'm still not going to take it down.
I'm on your side on this because there are some people whose lights, when you see it, only represent Christmas.
Right.
And Christmas goofy.
Right.
Like, oh, you know.
Yeah. Got to blow up a big thing.
Yeah. Oh, there's the elf dude. What's his name? Yeah. What's the guy's name?
I don't know. Elf on the Shelf?
No, not him. You know, the one from Saturday Night Live that played Elf.
Yeah.
The adult male.
Yeah. And Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. Yeah, thank you. You know, Will Ferrell blow up guy playing Elf. I mean, it's obviously a Christmas theme.
Right.
I think our theme is.
Yeah. It's beautiful because. You could go to any, like, big hotel on the Strip, and they'd have everything lit up just like us.
Yes, and you go, oh, these people still want to bring in hope and peace.
Right.
And that's what I think we're doing.
And guess what I said? Maybe I'll take it down next week, but I'm going to leave up the peace sign.
Yes.
And the sparkly on the tree. On the tree, too.
Oh, okay. Well, then why not just keep the whole thing up? We need to downgrade a little bit.
A little bit.
Okay, I'm there for that.
At the end of January, maybe.
Okay, I get you. But I do think we can get away with it.
I do, too.
It's simple, white, and we're having a message, which is we're believing in peace.
And we still are waiting for the get a little bit lighter out.
Yes.
At 4:30 or 4:05.
Oh, my gosh. I totally agree with you. Yeah. It has been lovely coming home to these lights.
Yeah.
It's been lovely.
Isn't it?
Because they're on a timer, and we don't have, when we come home, typically we don't have our front porch lights on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so it's been just nice to have these big, beautiful lights on still.
I know.
I'm enjoying it. So the answer to me is a resounding yes. But I am biased because I just don't have the will to take them down yet either.
Well, also, you don't have the tub yet. Doug has our tubs.
That's right. Okay, of
course.
Then
when he gives us our tubs back, blame Doug. Then we'll mark it Christmas and put it right down in the basement.
I love that. That was nothing. It just said, hey, Christine, congratulate somebody for having Christmas or birthday on Facebook. Hello.
Oh. Well, it's interesting. Norm woke up this morning. His phone was dinging. It was like 5:45.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, my God, maybe it's like our load that for tomorrow or something.
Yeah.
So he got up to look at it. And it was like, if you're feeling horny, go to www.http.horniestgirlwhatever.com. And he goes, at 6:00 in the morning, you know, you should have got me like at 10:00 at night or maybe 9:00 at night.
Yeah.
Maybe, but 6:00 in the morning. And I'm just thinking, well, maybe that's when she's free.
That's right. It's not
cheaper.
Free monetarily. Yeah. She's
available.
Free means a lot of different things.
Yeah. And she's got like, you know, 20% discount.
Yeah.
Our BOGO.
Or maybe in some
buy one,
people,
get one 50% off.
I have heard the expression, but never experienced, because I'm talking to my mom, morning wood. I've heard the expression. So maybe she's saying, I'm going to send out a mass text because someone might have morning wood.
Yeah.
I don't know. Possibly not a 70-year-old man.
And not
I'm
normal.
Just saying.
Not normal to Norm.
Yeah. And he's more like, I need my sleep. Well, twice a day. And I've tried to get these off my iPhones. Not twice a day, but at least once a day, I will get something where it says Christine. I don't know why it says Christine on it, because it's my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it for 2 decades, this number.
Mm-hmm.
But it says Christine. I mean, I will have to say this to the audience, and they know this of me by now. There's not a week that goes by that I don't pretend to be you somewhere down the line. I'm talking to Walgreens or Walmart. I'm talking to this. Hi, is this Christine? Yes, it is Christine.
Why not?
I can answer any question you have about Christine. So go ahead. Shoot. Go for it. So I get it. That energetically, I've put that out there. But at least once a day, I get a thing like, hey, you know, this is the best, you know, hey, the stars are taking this ED product. I'm like, ED product? What's that? And then it goes on further, you know, learn how to get rock hard like the stars. And I'm like, okay, what stars are we talking about that are getting so rock hard? I'm like, oh, ED. Oh, erectile dysfunction.
Speaking of stars.
Tell me.
I was watching Name That Tune. Now, it's not like great stars.
Yes.
But
we like those stars.
Jane Krakowski, who is the cutest little, she played, you know, I guess side chick to
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey.
Yep.
On 30 Rock.
30 Rock.
And then Randy Jackson of, what is it? What
American Idol.
American Idol fame. You know, he's doing the music. And it's, you know, we were wondering, and Julie found out the answer to this. I was like, they have a full audience there.
Yes.
They've got all this stuff. Nobody's wearing masks. And this is, and they're referring to, you know, 2020 and 2021.
Yeah.
I'm like, how in the hell are they doing this?
You proposed this question, and I said, I'm not sure, but we proposed this to the universe, and I bet in this week I will get the answer
and
organically.
You did.
I did get the answer, so I'm going to share the answer because I found it very, very fascinating.
And it is very, very fascinating.
So along the line, I've been hearing that there's two islands out in the Pacific that have zero COVID, and the two islands are Australia and New Zealand. And they have no COVID. I'm like, well, they are an island, but that's not true because like Japan's an island and they have COVID, but Australia and New Zealand have no COVID. And to find out, I was listening to Dax Shepard, armchair experts, who has taken our opening where you go, hello, hello, hello. He says, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm like, yeah, close. I know he listens to our show. But anyway, they were talking about like, so Randy, where are you filming this at? He goes, I didn't think any filming was going on in L.A. He goes, oh, we're not in L.A., man. Dog, we're not in L.A. Dog, we're over in Australia, dog. I go, Australia? How'd that work? He goes, well, they fly you over there, and you literally are shuttled. Everybody on the plane is shuttled from the airport directly to the hotel, where then you go directly to your room. You do not stop, go. And they put an armed guard at every floor in the hotel room, and you cannot leave your hotel room for 14 days. And during those 14 days, you are COVID tested twice every other day. Your temperature checked twice a day. They drop off food for you, and you get to have your TV. But you are
could
not
you make it,
alone. Yo, I can have no problem making it.
You'd make it for 14 days just being isolated in a room like that?
Oh, yeah. Now, there is a payoff, such as you're going to get a decent job working after this.
Yeah, yeah.
But can you imagine, though, for 14 days, you don't have to.
No care in the world.
For me, it would be a really just a big break that was unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting the Lyme disease, because this is Lyme disease remembering. Those 2 days I was in the hospital, I'm telling
you. You work so hard. You're such a slave.
No, I don't work that hard. But I'm telling you, I have a lot on my mind a lot.
Yes, you do.
And so I'm always thinking of what the next thing is. And I meditate. I meditate. I do spiritual reading. And even those things are on my to-do list. You know? But when I was in the hospital for 2 days, literally for those, it was like a spiritual retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Doug coming by.
Like a reset.
It was. You didn't come by and dad because you're like, just let her be. She needs to be. I remember Doug came by a couple times and I said, honey, you don't have to be here. He goes, no, I'll hang out with you. And I'm saying, I go, I guess you're not picking up on my clues. I appreciate that you want to be here with me. Mm-hmm. But when you're here, I feel I have to be entertaining, mm-hmm. or at least like participatory. You mm-hmm. know, like, hey, we're having a conversation.
Yeah, you got to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for this moment, I really don't. I don't want to have to think of like, I appreciate you want to be here for me. But the truth is, I would prefer you not to be here at all. And that would be the biggest gift ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just how I'm drawn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel even if I was sick and somebody was here caring for me,
right.
It's a relationship.
Right.
You know, that's just how I'm drawn.
Right.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. But I remember so the idea of getting forced 2 whole weeks.
Yeah.
Now,
14 days.
I will have to admit, because of my, I don't drink, I don't smoke. And I wonder if I would want to engage in all the the food orgy as possible. And like, you know what I'm saying?
But well, that would be, but if you have to get into a little dress afterwards. Like,
that ain't going to happen.
Right.
So, you know.
So then you can't eat. You can't smoke. You can't drink.
So maybe I'm bringing all my classics. Like, oh my God, this is the first time I'll be able to get through, you know, the rise and fall of the Third Reich. You know.
How's that going for you, by the way?
It's not going well because I keep getting more books that I'm trying to get through. And I'm like, I pop back into there and I'm like going, well, I know how it ends, but it is fascinating. Well, because okay, I'm going to talk about the rise and fall of the Third Reich in a little bit. Because I wasn't going to talk about it, but there was a story that happened in Illinois that I'm going to bring up because I want to talk about that. Because I sometimes have to be shaken and saying, Julie, there are crazy people in the world still. I know. I don't believe that. Sometimes I'm like, oh, they must have misquoted.
I know. You're so generous with that. You don't believe there's crazy.
Because I know that I speak all the time. And it's like, well, that's not what I meant.
You misspoke all the time.
I misspoke all the time. I do all that. So what happens is they're locked in a hotel room for 2 whole weeks. Then they're free to go and do the country any way they want to.
Without mask or nothing.
And I'm thinking to myself.
Awesome.
We could not get away with that here.
Oh, hell no.
We couldn't do it.
No.
We can't lock ourselves down for 2 whole weeks.
No.
And then continue to lock everybody down who comes in every 2 weeks. It's just too big of a deal. And too many people would find it insulting.
Not sovereign.
How dare you? COVID's a
lie. How dare you? I am not a slave.
Yes, exactly.
I piss on COVID. I have one friend who refuses to wear a mask.
Yeah.
No, it refuses to wear a mask.
Oh, that friend, yeah.
And that friend had COVID and gave it to another one of her friends that had COVID and gave it to another.
Well, the weird part
that
is
had COVID.
She never admitted to having COVID. Mm-hmm. She goes, I'm not going to call it COVID.
Right.
She says, I'm not going to
Because I'm not going to name it.
I'm not going to name it. And my immune system is good enough. And she's a 70-something-year-old woman, and her immune system was good enough to take care of it. But she did pass it along to a couple of other people.
Whose immune system was not that good.
Right. And it's all working out in the wash, I guess. I don't know,
girlfriend.
I don't know. But it's weird because you were telling me this story about Dan Savage. And we're kind of talking about risk aversion here.
Oh, my story about Dan?
Yes.
Briefly, oh my God, what was the story? Oh, I know. This one young lady, she's, I don't know, bi or whatever the, I don't know what she is. But
and don't kink, care. No kink, judgment, don't care.
No. But her kink was murder play and
rape play, I'm guessing.
Rape play and gun play.
Oh, okay, got it.
And she said, I'm having a hard time. I only have, the only people that I can find are people on Grindr. Mm-hmm. And she goes, and I'm just not willing to put myself at that much risk. Mm. And like, oh.
Well, can I tell you something?
That in itself is funny.
I remember an SVU episode, Law and Order SVU. Which is what our dog Elliot Stabler is named after.
That's right.
And what it was is this, that this woman was trolled on the internet. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the right word. Or catfish. Anyway, her likeness was put on a rape fantasy website and saying, hey, I like to be raped and murder play sexually. So, you know, here's my address. Here's my thing. Come on in. Mm-hmm. And a guy came in and, you know, raped her and whatever. Mm. And she's like, I never put my likeness up on there. And the guy goes, but I didn't. I mean, I thought we were just playing and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if it could turn into an SVU episode, it's too risky. Now, but what did Dan Savage Lovecast say?
Well,
Savage Lovecast.
He said, well, he wanted her to take, you know, good care, but he said, look, here was his analogy.
Okay. Goes,
we love to go skiing down mountains. Mm. And you know what? People hit trees and die.
Sonny Bono.
So, exactly. So, just because that happens doesn't mean that you have to ban skiing.
Mm, right.
We have to be aware that there's a risk, like you said, associated with a lot of our behaviors.
Mm.
And if you enjoy gunplay and rape play and murder play, you have to be willing to take some risk,
right?
But to minimize it,
right?
You know, as you can, to put in safeguards. What is everybody saying nowadays? Guardrails.
Oh,
put in guardrails.
I'm going to change guardrails to bumper pads because I like that term better. Because I like having bumper pads when I go play bowling, which I haven't done since COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But so I think, okay, I'll go back to your guardrails. Got it. Okay, got it.
Yeah. But I think that's what's his point, really. That,
well, it's so interesting you say that.
You know,
because he's so like COVID 19, like the worst thing ever. You don't take any chances.
Yeah.
You'll kill yourself and you'll kill your family members.
He is that way.
He is very strong on that.
Yeah.
And I'm not against that because I'm very
cautious.
But
then cautious. Where is his little risk?
Yes. Where is his little risk?
Yeah.
My feeling is here's what I really feel.
Although, well, maybe here's the thing, you know, maybe it's like if we are in agreement to take this risk together.
Okay.
That's one thing.
Got it.
But if I'm not in agreement with you, you know, that I'm wearing my mask.
Yes.
And I don't want you to do, then we have to understand that.
Right.
That's the difference, right?
I guess. I think that intent is a difference. And I think that deep down, we have a way of describing our beliefs to fit who we really are and our nature.
Would that be called that bias? What's that called?
Yeah. Confirmation bias?
Yeah. Confirmation
possibly.
Bias. I only like to hear what I want to hear.
Yeah.
And
so
what
therefore,
I believe in.
Yeah. I think that possibly could. Mm-hmm. I think that always plays a part in everything because when I come up against something that really shakes me, I'm like, I got to sit with this a little more and see if it's true or not true. And if it's not true, if it is true, I want to work with it a little bit more and see where I'm at.
All right, and all you can do is like leave it open there too.
Leave it open. Like I was listening to Radiolab, I think it was. It was one of those NPR stations. And I was listening to it on the radio, not on my podcast. So unfortunately, it was coming in and out of a thing. They were talking about unintended consequences. And I'm like, oh. I love this idea because I think there's unintended consequences everywhere.
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 You know,
we think we're going to close down everything for just 2 or 3 weeks. Oh, by the way, we're going into a whole year.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah.
People are still having these high rates of hospitalization. What are we doing wrong? What are we doing right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, and guess what? Now we've got people who are losing their jobs. I mean, you know, I don't know.
I have an unintended consequence. I finally am getting the mattress of my dreams.
Yes.
The end of this month.
Uh-huh.
The one that goes, we have a little button and it goes up and down.
Yes, you're getting out. Sleep,
up and down. And then we decided, because this is just how we roll, that we were going to get white glove service.
Yes.
And that we were going to have people that deliver it.
Oh, my God.
Come in the house.
Yes.
Come in the bedroom.
Yes.
Take our other bed apart
and
put the new bed together and put everything in, all beautiful.
Yes.
White glove service. Except I forgot one thing.
COVID?
I have to clean my bedroom up.
Well, there's also another unintended consequence. The other unintended consequence is that since you've had your cold, women will know this problem just a little bit. Sometimes when you're going through colds and you're coughing a lot, there's just a little leakage problem, a little one, right?
Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying that I'm glad that this cold
when
is happening on your old
mattress
and not the new mattress. I'm just saying. That's
are
what
that,
I'm
are
saying.
That when they get rid of the old mattress, it's going to be embarrassing.
Screw them.
Yeah.
They're all wearing masks anyway. Who cares?
Exactly.
Who cares? So I was listening to Radiolab. And I found this fascinating. This one social scientist, I guess, something like that. We're going to put scientists at the end of everything. I'm
a spiritual scientist. I'm a social scientist. I'm a mental scientist.
Yep. I'm a scientist.
I'm just a scientist.
I'm a mother-daughter scientist. You know. Anyway, they said that.
I don't believe in scientists.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian
One of the unintended consequences of families having to use car seats is that parents tend to have less children, specifically because of car seats. Because they're like,
there's no room for
we have no more room for another car seat.
Yeah.
We can't have another child.
Mm-hmm.
And And I'm like, this is very bizarre.
Yeah.
And
we used to just load them up in the back of the pickup with the dog and the pot-bellied pig.
And you'd have to have more because you'd lose a couple anyway.
Yeah.
You just would lose a couple.
One of those bumps in the road.
Yeah, they're gone. I'm like, oh, thank God I got another one on the way. So, you know, and I thought to myself, well, that's just interesting to think that all these things that we make the kids safe actually then go tire the parents out so much. They're like, mm-hmm. I really can only have a couple.
Our doctor was saying, you know, Dr. Bacher, my primary, she was saying that she got carpal tunnel or something from carrying out the car seat to the car every time. And to finally she couldn't even
but yes,
put her hand
that's exactly
together.
Right. Yeah. So you got well she had what you got that tendon and stretch,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And which was good for you cuz you were really complaining and she just kept saying, "Oh, it's arthritis. It's arthritis." And she's like and you're just like, "I don't know if it's arthritis." And then she did a little test on you and she goes, "You're right. It's not arthritis. It's this yada 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 thing and it's
from stretching or something kind of a."
And she goes, I had the same thing because of carrying car seats. And so she's probably done with her three or four or whatever because she's like, I can't.
I doubt that.
I doubt it, too.
You know why? Because she's a doctor. And those doctors, they especially female doctors, this may sound, I don't know, sexist or whatever, but they like to have babies so that they can have that 6 months off. It's like a vacation.
They do. They somehow like they have it in a contract or something
right,
like that.
Yeah, something
I don't know
like that.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I'm just saying it.
You're just saying that's what your belief system
that's
is.
That's my belief system. Maybe they crank them out a lot.
It's like Affleck from Doctors.
Yes. Affleck.
Affleck. Affleck. I don't know if that's true either, but in a world, I want that to be true.
We're just
I'll tell you right now.
Go along.
There are other countries, like I was listening to. Okay, we're not glossing over the fact that the Capitol was infiltrated and we had this.
What? I was busy having a cold.
Yes, and I was busy to being depressed, and we're just like, and also not believing. Like I kept thinking. Initially, this wasn't that bad.
Silly people.
Like, CNN's overreacting. Because I saw people walking through the Capitol. I'm like going, they're even staying in between the roped-in lines. You know, like, their actual visitors are just walking in the roped-in lines. I'm like, oh, this is just bizarre to me. And then I saw more pictures, and I'm like going, oh, the world's gone to hell. It's crazy. All this stuff. And then once again, my brain is like, warped because I choose to believe that most adults are sane and they have more on their mind than to do this reckless crazy stuff. And then I was wrong.
You're wrong, girlfriend.
And I'm like, okay. And so
a lot of people said they just wanted to be part of history.
Is that really what they said?
Mm-hmm.
I did
a lot of the ones that have lawyers right now.
Yeah.
That's the excuse.
I loved how the one.
He just wants his. One of the guys goes, his wife's a physician. He just wants to be part of history. Oh, well then.
Oh, sure.
He's
forgiven.
Forgiven. He's the one that had this picture taken of have Nancy Pelosi's lectern in his hand. Like, hello,
podium.
People.
Lectern or podium. I would have gone with podium, but lectern is your guys'.
Lectern.
Yes. And I'm surprised he was a stay-at-home dad and because I thought he looked like a kind of a ski bum. And I'm like, oh, he's kind of cute. And I realize, oh, I get you. He just needed to be there. I don't know why. He's home raising his kids and watching YouTube and going, we're not sovereign.
I just want to be part of history.
Yeah, I want to be part of history. I got to take back America. You know, it's like, okay, gotcha. Now, I was, I get you. I understand what you're saying. But I was listening to this one guy talk about some of the European countries and how they're always described as being more socialist. And they said they're not. Most European countries are capitalists, just like we're capitalists. But they do have bigger social programs.
Yeah.
And I get that because in some ways, what's the point of having a capitalist community society if it's not to take care of the people of the country?
It's so beautiful that because I heard one guy go, you know, Republicans always want like huge tax cuts for all these businesses and big people. But then if you add, you know, $20 more to food stamps, they're like, what?
How dare you do that? How dare you?
People should be, you know, held accountable for themselves.
Yes.
And it makes no sense.
And it would be perfectly fine if the tax cut that was given to the corporations then truly filtered down to the employees, mm-hmm. not to the stockholders.
And also, too, in this day and age of 2021, with how weird and how tech has got so much money.
Yeah.
Some of Crazy that tech. Should filter down. Oh,
I love Andrew Yang so much. I love his ideas about that. But so here's the thing I was thinking. So during this time when we have the capital, you know, coming in and they're mostly, I would call it a new Republican in some sense, because Trump had no problem throwing Republicans underneath the bus as much as Democrats under the bus, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so,
what's your point?
What's my point in all of this is that we need a third party. That's what I'm thinking. And let's just call it Crazy Town, or like, so
the Crazy Town party,
or like, we are so unhappy with everything, the way everything is, mm-hmm. and then we can like at least isolate it, and then we can send it love, because
and we can make him go to 14 days in a hotel room.
Yes, and like you and need a chill out. Pill.
Yeah,
you need a 14-day retreat, yeah. a meditation retreat. Mm-hmm. I was listening to Sam Harris, and he was interviewing the author of, I know, switch real fast.
All over map.
I'm sorry. They all make sense in my mind.
Yeah, let's go. It's following a pattern here.
Yes, it all makes sense in my mind.
So tell me about Sam.
And he was interviewing this woman who wrote the book, Radical Acceptance. I've heard Tim Ferriss.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
He was interviewing her?
Yes. And they
we got that book and we tried to get through it.
Yeah, I didn't think it was anything.
I know.
Okay, I'm going to take
I'm surprised by that.
I'm going to divert us slightly.
Yeah.
I have been hearing people go goo-goo and gaga over information that I'm like, I've been living with that for decades. I'm not understanding why that's such a knockout.
Why now?
And I'm like, okay, that's, you know, Julie, bring more people into the fold. Wonderful. That's great. You know, yada, yada, mm-hmm. yada. But it was, you know, they had an interesting conversation, but Sam said, oh, did you go to any of this guy's 6-week retreats, mm-hmm. meditation retreats? Mm-hmm. And she goes, no, I have kids at that time. And so I think the most I went was a 2-week or 3-week one.
Mm.
And he goes, oh, I totally understand. I haven't been in a retreat since my first child was born either.
Mm.
And I'm like, who goes away for a 6-week meditative retreat?
Mm-hmm.
But I think to myself, well, that's what you do in your 14-day hotel stay.
Mm-hmm.
You do a 14-day meditative retreat. Mm-hmm. You do it on Zoom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You all meditate together and all that good stuff.
I'm sure there's a lot more going on in 6 weeks of meditation.
I think a lot of tubing going on.
Oh, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Speaking of tubing, mm-hmm. I was playing a guy in Scrabble, and he wanted to know my bra size.
Oh.
He wanted to know my age.
Mm.
And then he started just having this conversation about that I had 34 C's. He just started assuming that.
Oh.
And that I was like, we were in bed together and I was on top of him.
Oh.
And he was actually playing a great game of Scrabble. He was writing all the stuff and playing Scrabble. And I was having a hard time staying ahead.
Yeah,
and
you don't like to multitask.
Him. No. And at one point I go, are you tubing? And he goes, wait, what?
And I said, tubing
are you tubing? And he goes, I don't know what that means. And I go, well, you better Google that. And he said, oh, that would take too much effort because right now I'm on the bottom and you're on top. And I go, you are tubing. And at that point, you know, the game ended and I won just by barely like 10 points. But this guy had like written paragraphs. And
played a great game of Scrabble.
And tubined. The whole time.
And you're like, what in the world? I appreciate his tenacity.
But also, you were with me one day, and I was playing Scrabble. I go, Julie, you've always wanted to witness.
Oh, let me pull that up. Oh, yeah.
You've always wanted to witness this. And you went, what? I go, I'm playing a lady who is, like, insane.
Yes.
I've not said one word to her, and I'm playing her, and she is insane.
I'm going to read the, I'm going to, can I read
and
it?
And you wanted to take pictures of the conversation.
And you wanted to engage. And I said, please don't engage because I want to see where this goes without engagement. I just need to know. I need to know. So here it goes. Ready? I'm going to read a little bit. I'll do my acting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
And so here's me.
Okay.
Okay. Playing Scrabble.
Here's her handle. I won't say her handle. Hell no. Too dumb. Nothing. Meaning you're too dumb. Because I think you played her once and lost. And then he went. Then she kept going. No fun. No challenge. Still birds from you. Like chirping birds. Or crickets. That's it. Excuse me. Bet you are a les. And live in Spanish Town near Chicago.
Yeah, she called me a Luzzy.
And I'm thinking, well, she knows you well, to be honest with you. That's good. Good go. Hope they continue to build that wall. Oh, holy mother God.
That's when I said, oh, she's just angry because she's a Trumper.
Exactly. Now, we're not done yet. No, and I go, no. I'm like, okay.
I haven't said a word to her.
No.
And she's still on me.
Okay. I'm trying to. Okay. Okay. Too stupid. Then still mom's not engaging. She never engages the whole thing.
No, not one time.
I blocked you and you're cheating ass.
Oh, yeah. Because I used the word fracas.
Yeah.
F-R-A-C-A-S. And she was like, oh, you've got to be. She called me then.
Cheating.
A cheating ass.
Yeah. Because, you know, you play Scrabble every day and you don't know. You can't pull out a couple of cool words. Come on. And you're playing at the high level. Mm-hmm. You're not playing at, you know, robot level. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know you are cheating today. As of yesterday, you could not spell a two-letter word. Now, yesterday, your cold was a little worse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Also, you were multitasking.
It was mostly like three-letter words.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So now cheating, and I'm reporting you for harassment.
Yeah, she right. Yeah, I love that one.
Like, what?
Didn't you love that?
I love that because, like, first of all, you haven't said one word.
But I'm harassing her somehow.
But you're kicking her ass.
Now I'm winning. Yeah.
And she really wants you to engage in this conversation, but you're just like, and I've begged you. I said, please don't say a word.
You were right.
I was right. Wasn't she? She literally is off the handle here. Mm. Okay. So now you are cheating and I am reporting for harassment. Really? Okay. You say nothing.
So she's reporting me to Pogo.
Yes. And I asked you to leave and you refused. That is stalking harassment on Pogo. Now, here's the thing. Now, there's a rule in Pogo, in Scrabble, that if you leave,
right,
you forfeit the game.
Right.
So, of course, she wants you to leave.
Of course she does. She wants me to win. She wants her to win.
She's losing and she wants to win.
Right.
We're like, we know you're devil, you dummy. Okay. So then she goes, game over. You are blocked. And I'm filing a complaint right now. And then it goes, harassment stalking case number 723581.
Yeah, she actually reported me and got.
Supposedly. She did.
I wouldn't even know because I've never done that. No. I wouldn't know.
I go, my show is on. And I have reported you, so I'm not supposed to play with you. So I'm not playing. I'm not leaving either. I have reported you. I'm like, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Then he goes, bigger letters now. Yes. I am leaving. I have reported you. My husband will shut this down when you leave. Then husband pops in.
And guess what he says?
Vance here. Please leave.
Ooh, I'm shaking.
Yeah. Then, fine. You stay here. This is her coming back.
Uh-huh.
I am playing poker on my machine. I'll check back later. Because she's losing. And then, you finally won the game. Am I wrong? But I can tell you, people out there, this is not uncommon. People harass my mom online.
I know.
On Pogo.
Yeah.
And like, I don't understand how this is possible. And I didn't believe you
it's
the first
Scrabble.
Time. It's Scrabble.
It's not just Pogo. Which
no, it's
is
Scrabble.
Like,
it's only Scrabble. Really. And so,
just like I didn't report the guy that was like, you know, imagining me being on top of him.
Because.
And he's like, and you twist to the right and the moon comes in and just captures your profile. You know, I'm like, I did say, well, you could be writing romance novels.
Okay. You didn't. you didn't talk up, you know, report him. First of all, you really have no idea how to report
people. I really
people.
Don't know.
And so you're just like, I don't care. I care. I mean, you're not outside my house. You could be anywhere.
I am not that easily offended.
No, you really aren't.
I'm sorry.
You're more curious.
Yeah.
Than people in human nature.
I was curious.
Because I would say, well, I was going to say 90%, but that's not
true.
So
you believe everybody's good. I just believe in being curious.
Yes. You're bi-curious
yes.
more than anything.
Yes.
So I was listening.
I'm not afraid to say bye.
No. So I was listening to the Mincing Rascals, and they brought up, it's a kind of a Chicago podcast, and they brought up this politician named Mary Miller, congresswoman. And she's new. And this is when I never believe people are crazy or that would say the wrong. At some point, as an adult person, I put my foot in my mouth all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain things I wouldn't put my foot in my mouth. Mm-hmm. And like, you tell me if this mm-hmm. one is really like, if you say this, you are crazy
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to invoke a reaction or something. I don't even know what, but it should be automatically withdrawn from Congress. That's what I think.
Wait, what are you saying right now?
I'm gonna read you what she said.
Oh, okay.
And I want you to know if it really, on the surface, it doesn't borderline offensive.
I see. You
but
want
I
me,
think,
well, my opinion.
I want your opinion.
Yay, thank you, Julie.
Okay, here's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, a day before, here's what she said. You know, Adolf Hitler got one thing right. Whoever has the youth has the future. now I'm sorry. I'm just thinking communication 101 mm-hmm. and speech writing mm-hmm. 101.
Speech writing. Anything out to the public, especially yeah. if you're hold public office.
Yes.
The two words, you know, Adolf and Hitler.
I never come out of your mouth.
Should not come out of your mouth.
Unless you say, we must defeat those guys like we defeated Adolf Hitler. That would be okay. But even then, you're like, that's an old reference.
That's really old.
Yeah. But to say, you know, he got it right. That Adolf Hitler
yeah,
dude
who
owns the youth owns the future. And I'm like, okay.
I think that, you know, you could have opened up your book of quotes.
Yes.
And found any other quote besides that one. You're like,
yes.
Well, but she didn't make it past the A's.
Yes.
Oh, here's a quote from Adolf Hitler. I'll use this one.
So basically, she's a moron. See, no, because like, then you're going, because you should really.
I kind of think so, Julie.
I understand because there are times, like, I have a quote book of inspirational
right.
quotes,
right.
but there are people in that quote book that I don't know really who they are.
Right.
And what if, like, you look at them in a whole picture, it could be like, you know, this is an old book. It could be like, you know, what's Epstein's first name?
Jeffrey,
you know, like, oh, life, you know, you must go after your dreams and take what you need. You know, Jeffrey Epstein, billionaire. I'm like, oh, that's a good quote. Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey, who owns the youth, owns
the future.
The future.
Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
well, when we did our book, we did a lot of quotes from me.
I did.
And
I did a lot of quotes
and
from
you. Used to go, Mama always says,
yeah.
and then the quote.
Yeah.
That's the best way to handle
right,
cause
it. Right, because I know you.
Right.
And I know that you are pure of heart.
In general.
In general. Yeah. And you're a human being, so you're slightly flawed like
right.
everyone else.
Yes.
You're not overly flawed. Mm. I've never seen you quote Adolf Hitler.
No.
But it would be like this. Okay. Like, let's say the head of PETA said, like Adolf Hitler, we should all be vegetarians. I mean, you know, because Adolf Hitler was a huge vegetarian. You know, I think that would still be wrong.
Yeah. Or like, you know, you're talking about Cal State, you know, incorporating their arts and humanities program. Yeah. Like Adolf Hitler, we should hide all the art in the tunnels. I don't know.
Or like,
I'm just reaching.
No, but that's exactly right. Or like, you know, you're a young kid and you're like, Mom, Dad, you know, I know you want me to become an accountant, but like Adolf Hitler, I just want to be an artist. You know, I mean, we could go
there. We should
there.
Just do Adolf Hitler quotes.
Yes. And like, and I think that
Mom,
it's
Dad,
not right.
I want to go to Sports Clips and get the Adolf Hitler cut.
Oh, come on. I mean, when
Do we not see that out there now?
We do. And see the little mustache. And I'm like, does anybody know that that's the Adolf Hitler mustache?
Yeah.
Come on. And it's sort of...
Because, Julie, that's so old school.
I think you're right. It's sort of... Okay. About a year ago, I started hearing, I'm going to say Hindus, saying they want to take back the swastika because it meant good luck and prosperity.
Right.
And then those dang Nazis took it over. Mm-hmm. It mean death and crap, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew this. I didn't know that the Hindus and Indians had it first, because I was listening to this one story about this, this one Hindu Indian was marrying a Jewish person, and the person that their family wanted to have the swastika everywhere.
That's pretty funny.
Like, we cannot have the swastika. Like, wait a minute. It doesn't mean that. It means prosperity and joy. Like, okay, but to my grandma who lost her grandparents,
yeah,
it means death and gas.
Yeah.
And they're like, well,
all right.
I guess it's been not long enough. Yeah. It hasn't been long enough.
All right, I'll wear the mask.
Or too soon.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I wanted to say something and I forgot now, darn it. Hmm. But you were saying, I'll remember.
So then I think we're both in agreement that it's too soon still for Hitler comparisons. We can't separate the...
Obviously not for Mary Miller.
No, exactly.
She maybe not have known him.
Do you think
she could be like 25 years old?
Okay.
And not ever heard of him.
Well, that is true.
You know, I know what I wanted to say. It was like, I was watching, on Netflix, I'm watching Jeopardy.
Mm.
These are from 2017. But it's enjoyable because they're 18 minutes long.
Yes.
And it's just boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
And I'm watching the college kids. And they're so smart. But one thing that I didn't know, you're speaking of India. And they said, what is the lowest caste of Indians called?
Uh-huh.
Do you know?
I don't know.
They're called the Untouchables.
Untouchables?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Because you can't touch them? Who knows?
I don't know. I mean, but I found that, you know, there's a caste system.
Yeah.
And the very, very lowest caste is called the Untouchables.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think about that.
I don't either.
Huh. Well, that's weird. I wouldn't have known. Did they get that right?
Well, yeah, the kid got it right. And also, well, I was thinking about it. You know, I'm like in England, we have the House of Parliament.
Yes.
And the House of Commons.
Yeah, we don't have it.
I know.
They have it.
But
yeah.
I'm wondering if the House of Commons is just for commoners.
Oh, interesting.
And then the House of Parliament is for...
Yeah.
You know
maybe,
what I mean?
Maybe.
Maybe they got their own little caste system.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. Well, that's fascinating to me.
Kind of.
Yeah, it really is.
I've learned a lot from watching Jeopardy.
Is it knowledge that you can transfer over into other things?
I mean, did you enjoy that Untouchables
question? I did. That was fascinating. What I liked about it is that hearing these shows about Jeopardy has brought the love of map looking to you.
To me.
Yes.
I know, because there's always a geography heading. And all these little damn kids or guys, they know where everything's at in the world.
Yeah.
And I'm a city girl. I just kind of know, like, well, you go down to the Dairy Queen, you turn right at the Marathon, you know, I don't know, north, east, whatever.
Right.
And so, guess this week, because I've been sick and, you know, kind of down.
Yes.
I ordered me from Amazon a $7 map of the world.
Yes. I'm actually appreciative of it.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yes. First off, I'm appreciative of it because I think they're changing things in the world.
Yeah.
Like, I think
the seas, the oceans.
Yeah.
They call it something different now.
I think there is an actual ocean called the Southern Ocean.
And one called the Northeastern Ocean.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We didn't have that before.
No.
It was Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, and Arctic Ocean. Antarctic Ocean. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if they're
unless
changing.
This particular map of the world was made in who knows where.
Well, here's what, I think.
Some Malamar.
Listen, I still, yeah.
Because that's one place I just learned about.
Yeah. I believe in my heart.
To me, it sounds like
always have nine planets. Now, that's not necessarily true. But in my heart, in my memory, I got 9 plants in there.
Oh, Joe, you're so behind time.
I know I am. But what I wanted to say, because it was fascinating, because I heard this story about some of the things that went down in the Trump administration as the time's running out. And I couldn't decide if this was a bad thing or a good thing that had occurred. Because what had happened, I'm just going to give a real broad stroke of what happened, not in depth.
You know how Adam Carolla does, like, you have to guess whether this is really a true headline or not?
Yes.
I was like, you should do all these Trump things and go guess if this really happened.
Yes, exactly.
Or was it true or false?
Yes. So there's a country called Saudi Arabia in the Middle East. Big country there, comparatively, and lots of oil, right? Well, it's got, I call it the penis of Saudi Arabia, because if you look at it, it's a little peninsula sticking out of Saudi Arabia, and it's called Qatar, or Qatar, however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And Saudi Arabia wants this country for its own. I don't know why.
Well, it wants its own penis.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Oh my, thank you. I just now got it, because we say that the men are always controlled by the penis.
Right.
Their own brain. Yeah. Saudi Arabia wants its brain back.
Yes.
I get you. Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Thank you
for bringing it up.
You're welcome.
So, Qatar. And what are they?
And they're called Qatar.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Qatar, cut off our penis.
Don't cut off our penis. Okay. So, anyway, they have money as well. It's a very rich little tiny country because
mm-hmm.
of oil.
Mm-hmm.
But it's landlocked, meaning this. You can only get to it through the sea. Or through Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia hates it so much that it says, screw you, Qatar, can't get over our airspace and you can't go through our country to get anything. So if they get anything, it has to be shipped into the sea. Kind of crazy,
wow.
Right? Yeah. And so just by chance, on January 4th or 6th, Qatar helped Jared Kushner refinance that building called 666 something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
First thing I would have done was change the name of that building.
Yeah.
I mean, first thing.
I think they did already.
Did they? Oh, did they? Good.
They changed it to 666.
Oh, my God. Are they out of their mind? What's wrong with them?
Come on, Julie.
Come on. Let's get it. There you go.
Where would you else go to eat babies? their blood.
They're the one that fight the baby eating and the drinking the blood.
In Qatar?
No, in the Kushners.
Oh,
supposedly.
Really? Okay.
That's right. The story,
sorry.
Right?
Okay.
They're the ones getting the people out of the tunnels.
Okay,
I don't know.
Got it.
Okay, but anyway, so just recently, they, Qatar gave money to Jared Kushner to refinance this building, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. No, I heard this. Sorry.
Yeah, and then 2 days later, there was an agreement between Saudi Arabia and Qatar, or Qatar, however you want to say it. And they're now, like, working together, and they Qatar can, like, drive through it, I guess. And they're, so...
I don't get... I mean, so Jared Kushner had an impact on that?
Yes.
How?
That's exactly right. I don't know how. I'm just saying they had a lot of interesting things they did in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's good or bad, because...
All we know is shit went down.
Shit went down. Results occurred. I don't know how it happened.
Well, tell me. I love the one story, because everybody has seen the picture of Trump and the royal family holding their hands around this glowing ball.
Ball, yes.
And the backstory is that they're in a room.
Yes.
It's a big room that the royal family employs hundreds of people that
control, like, social media.
Control their social media. So if they hear if somebody writes one bad comment,
yes,
about the royal family, then they're all to go in and just go, well, you're crazy. They do this, yep. They're good and
nasty. I hope you die. Yeah,
yeah.
All those things.
So, and I just thought it was so lovely that Trump's like, oh, I wish I had me this ball. And he did have those people.
I'm sure that he wishes, if he could have just gotten everybody else in line, he could... I don't know what he thinks he could have done, but run that country like Saudi Arabia, and everybody would be happy, right? You're just like when you were...
Well, I'm going to tell you something, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Trump, gas prices, $2 a gallon. Biden, $2.59 right now.
And you base everything on gas prices.
I do.
You do. I know you do. You base everything. And so
I think we start small. We start at the very bottom.
So Biden, you have a lot to work for, because with my mom, she only counts you successful depending on her gas prices. And
that's only because we have $1,000 a week in fuel, Joel.
Yeah, I know. I know we do. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not, we shouldn't,
Yeah.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Listen, if politics, it should all be, a little selfish, your own.
They should just call me up and I would be willing to tell them.
Yeah.
What to do.
Yes, exactly.
Because I have a certain amount of wisdom right now.
You do.
It's and you know.
Why do you say it like that? Like, right. Well, right
well, because,
now.
Well, because certain... I'm, you know, you get older. Oh. You get a little wiser.
Yes. Oh, I thought you meant you were losing your wisdom.
Oh, no.
You're getting more.
I am getting more.
Yes. You are the woman that should be on the porch rocking her wisdom into the world.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have Queen sing that song for you.
I'd rather have him sing that other song that I love so much.
Mm. Yes.
What is it? Like, gonna have a good time?
Yeah.
Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Nothing's gonna stop me now. Yes. And so as we're singing off, I'd like to say the new song for this time is called Mr. Blue Skies. By ELO, Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah.
And I don't have it on me, but that's fine. I don't want to play it. No, it's cool. But,
Is it cool?
Yeah. Hear it with the words. Open your mind to the words. It's so sweet
and
happy.
It would be nice if we could make that our anthem right now.
Exactly. And we should. So, girlfriend, how was the show? I know you're not feeling good, but how was the show?
I feel great, and it was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great.